Today's devotional, the deliverance of a woman bound by Satan. The scripture we're going to use is found in Luke 13, 10 to 13. One Sabbath day, as Jesus was teaching in a synagogue, he saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil spirit. She had been bent double for 18 years and was unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Dear woman, you are healed of your sickness." Then he touched her, and instantly she could stand straight. How she praised God. In Luke 13, we read about a woman who had been bound by a spirit of infirmity for 18 long years. Bent over and unable to stand upright, her condition not only affected her physically, but also spiritually, mentally, and socially, limiting her ability to fully engage with life and worship. Despite her affliction, she was found in the synagogue, showing up in a place of worship, even in her pain. So in other words, she went to church regardless of what she was going through. Jesus, ever compassionate, sees her plight. He interrupts his teaching, calls her forward, and declares her healed. With just a word and a touch, her years of suffering and bondage are immediately reversed. For 18 years, she was seen by others as broken, but Jesus saw her as a daughter of Abraham, deserving of freedom and healing. His words, "Dear woman, you are healed of your sickness." Those words were more than just a statement. They were a declaration of her worth, of her dignity, and her rightful place in God's kingdom. This story is a powerful reminder. And no matter how long we have been bound, how heavy the weight we carry, or how impossible our situation seems, Jesus is able to set us free. The woman didn't even ask for healing. It was Jesus who initiated her deliverance. In other words, he saw her and he felt the compassion. This shows us that God's grace reaches out to us even when we may feel unseen or forgotten in our struggles. Woman's immediate response was to praise God, demonstrating that her deliverance led her to worship and to worship with her heart. It's a powerful picture of how God's intervention in our lives should inspire us to give glory back to Him. What's also striking is that Jesus chose to heal her on the Sabbath. Now, y'all know about how it was back then with the Sabbath. That challenged the legalistic views of the religious leaders. But it reminds us that God's heart is always for mercy, compassion, and liberation. And that all comes together in the name of grace, right? As you reflect on this passage, consider the areas in your life where you may feel bound or weighed down. Remember that Jesus sees you and desires your freedom. His power is greater than any force that seeks to oppress or limit you. He calls you forward not to condemn, but to heal, to restore, and of course, to set you free. Heavenly Father, we thank you for seeing us in our places of struggle and bondage. We praise you for your power to heal and deliver us from every chain that holds us back. Help us to trust in your love and to believe that you desire our freedom. May we always be found in your presence, worshiping you with all that we are. Teach us to live in the freedom that you have provided, knowing that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. The deliverance of the woman bound by Satan reminds us of the freedom available to us through Christ. If you are right now facing something that feels unbreakable, know that Jesus sees you, and his power to deliver is not limited by time or circumstance. Keep your heart open to his call, and let your response be one of faith and praise, trusting that he is faithful to set you free. Be blessed.